Let's bring in now some analysis into the picture. We have Syed Mohsen Abbas, who's a journalist and political commentator, joining us from London. So there you have it. You have the U.S. pulling out of the deal, announcing the U.S. President Donald Trump of sanctions and demonizing Iran to the utmost degree, many of which, if not all, are just not true. However, here Iran has reacted, saying that it may pursue continuing the deal with the other signatories of this historic deal. What's your assessment of what has happened so far?
I think, first of all, it was entirely predictable what Donald Trump was going to do. This was no kind of surprise. The bottom line is what they're doing is revealing themselves for who they are. And by they, I'm talking about Israel and the United States establishments. What they're actually revealing is that they are out on a limb, they're out of step with the rest of the world. They've actually revealed that they have no sincerity and they are pursuing a policy which is hell-bent on causing conflict. Usually they've been doing this behind the scenes, or they've masked it with some kind of logic or some paperwork or some evidence. But they've obviously come to such a desperate state that now, in the face of all the evidence, in the face of all of the Iranian compliance to the whole nuclear deal, the fact that the centrifuges were being reduced from 20,000 to 6,000, the fact that uranium production was going to go down from the 10 or 20,000 kilograms down to the 300 kilograms, all of these facts and evidence, the fact that the actual plutonium making facilities, potential facilities, were also going to be closed down, the fact that they gave the atomic energy outfits full access, and they had absolute full control on the Iranian capability of creating any kind of nuclear weapons, shows the sincerity of Iran and the fact that they complied with all this over the last 2 years. Still, Israel, which dictates the policy of the United States, this is what's clear, they are still not satisfied, and they effectively are saber-rattling for war.
Before I let you go, quickly if you can, this is obviously going to make waves in many different forms. One of them is the fact, as we listen to the EU foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, talk, she did not have kind sentiments towards the U.S., but she stated it very diplomatically. And she said that the EU is going to abide by this JCPOA. Immediately, that shows that there's going to be a rift between the U.S. and the EU. How can that be addressed between the two?
Well, I think it's hopefully, for the world's sake, the beginning of an isolation of Trump. It's obviously very difficult with the dollars, everybody's reliance on the dollar. The reality is that the world needs to get out of this kind of notion that the U.S. has to dictate the world's economy. They have to get out of this Israeli exceptionalism as well. Who, for instance, has ever questioned properly the Israeli 400 nuclear warheads? We're talking about Iran's nuclear capability, which is actually non-existent, and yet there is a rogue nation, Israel, with 400 plus nuclear warheads who they don't even allow anybody to inspect. They allow nobody to come in and check. And who's giving them the technology for that? Who's maintaining those? Who's giving them the advanced technology to continue developing those? It's the U.S. We have two rogue nations who will not listen until the world begins to recognize that they've got to effectively bring them to heal him. If they can't, they've got to be turned into pariahs.
Okay, very much. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Syed Mohsen Abbas, journalist and political commentator there from London. Thank you for your thoughts.